I get asked the question, when is the best time to come fishing in KZN? And generally my answer is February, March, April. But that's not really applicable this year.
You will learn a lot and you will become a better angler in a very short period of time.
You're listening to The Deep Dive. I'm Vanessa Grimm. Each week, we explore the world of South African fishing together, sharing expert advice, different ways to cast and catch, and the latest buzz from the water. Let's get into it. Hello, fellow anglers. Welcome to The Deep Dive. And this is where our title says it all. This is where we deep dive into the most asked questions from our fellow anglers. And of course, I have them answered by the seasoned pros. I am your host, Vanessa Grimm, and I am fortunate to have access to the pro anglers in every facet that South Africa has to offer. Now, in this show, autumn seems to be the theme. We have questions on what autumn species can we expect. We have anglers asking, what is a good club to join in KZN? We further have questions on the freshwater side. What is the fly for the season? And we also get to hear from Gilbert Foxcroft, because we have anglers asking, all that content we get out of Johannesburg with that freshwater side of fishing, especially on the carp, do they apply here on the coastal areas as well? So without further ado, let's deep dive right into it. What can we expect with regards to species this autumn? It is the change of season. The weather is cooler. The water is definitely a lot cooler. This has been a question asked several times on our social, so I direct you to an expert that I've done a podcast with talking about what to expect with the season changes, Mr. Ray Thompson.
Okay, yes, Vanesh. Autumn species that you can expect to catch at this time of the year definitely will be blacktip kingies. You get a lot of them coming in at this time of the year. You get a lot of rock cod. You get a lot of lanterns, and you get a lot of bronze bream and cob that start to make their appearance now. So that, in a nutshell, is your edible fish that you can expect. Inedible fish basically becomes your grey sharks if a southwesterly blows. That would be the most common inedible fish to catch at this time of the year.
Great stuff. A lot to expect over this autumn. Now, another question that has come in is from Caden Perley, sticking to a similar kind of thing. However, but this time it's on the freshwater side, and he wants to know, what is the fly of the season to use? As we know, getting into the thick of the trout season, well, the stillwater trout anyway, and if you haven't tried it, trust me, give it a go. I've already planned my trips for the stillwater over May. Perhaps if you haven't tried it before, definitely do, and this is the fly to use. And we are chatting with Jan, who's an expert when it comes to fly tying.
Morning, Vanesh. So, technically speaking, and I get asked the question very often, when is the best time to come fishing in KZN? And generally, my answer is February, March, April. But that's not really applicable this year because of all the excess rain that we've had. So in terms of the still waters, I mean, technically, the waters should be cooling down now. The evenings are getting cold, so I think it's going to start happening fairly soon. But the waters are just absolutely brimming and quite dirty at the moment. So I would stick with bigger flies. Black, olive, and that would be woolly buggers and minnow patterns, dragonfly patterns, etc., which would normally be used under these circumstances anyway at this time of year, because the water should be cooling and the fish should be feeding up for their winter quiet period. As for the rivers, well, yeah, thanks to the rains, the rivers are absolutely humping at the moment. So again, technically speaking, this time of the year, the rivers should be finding off, should be nice and clear, but not in the case at the moment. So otherwise, I would normally be suggesting nice dry flies, so clinkhammers and parachute adams, that kind of like style of flies, my favorite, LK caddises. But in this case at the moment, with the heavy waters, you want heavily weighted nymphs. Flies in the style of perdigons, the gun, yeah, anything with like a 3.5 mil tungsten bead, simply to get flies down. And if you're fishing a trailer system, well then a slightly lighter weighted fly like PTNs or Goldrop Hesias to follow.
That is absolutely awesome. I don't think we're going to get much more detail than that. If there's anything you need to listen to with regards to what fly to use, it was literally just that minute 45, because I think we know it all for the season. Now, another very common question, right? And this time it was specifically asked by one of my followers on TikTok, who's Anton Podgita, asking, all that content that we share with regards to the carp news is coming out of Johannesburg. Does it apply here in the coastal waters, right? I mean, would that carp feed the same way it does up there, down here? Are they using the same baits? Well, I am asking my friend Gilbert Foxcroft, who is a 5-time world champion in this facet, to answer this question for us. do carp feed the same way up in inland as they do in the coastal areas?
Ivanesh, the answer is very simple. Carp, doesn't matter where in the world they are, feed exactly the same. They eat exactly the same stuff. So freshwater mussels, bloodworm, little shrimps, snails, all those sort of things, that's their natural food. So they will eat that 24/7 and 12 months of the year. So your guys down at the coast can really, really absorb what we say up in Johannesburg. The only difference is up in Johannesburg in winter time, it gets really cold. So it's easier for us to use boilies. In KZN, a little bit difficult for the simple reason that in the winter time, it is almost like summer up here in Joburg. So just be careful when you start applying boilies, but tiger gnats and those sort of particles really do work well anywhere in the world.
And he would know because he's literally fished for carp throughout the world. Thank you so much, Gilbert. Now, for our final question we have time for, and it's a question that's always popping up. This time, I was reminded by it. Request sent through by Henny Becker, right? And Henny wants to know about joining a club, right? Joining a fishing club in KZN. Any thoughts or ideas about that? Can we answer that? So I decided to ask John Otto, who, once again, we have done podcasts with him before. He is a fishing coach, a manager to the SA President's team, and he's involved with the junior development to the Pro Tier teams. And this is his answer to that specific question.
Hi, Vanesh. This is a very good question. It's not really a simple one to answer, but I would suggest that any angler who wants to start fishing competitively, who wants to fish for a club, at the moment, you're probably fishing with a bunch of guys, at least some of whom are club anglers. And this is probably what led to you to decide that you might like this competitive angling aspect of it. The best thing to do is always to speak to guys who are already fishing a club and then decide what your personal level of commitment to the sport is going to look like. If you're a guy that doesn't particularly like to travel to fish, doesn't like to fish all hours of a weekend because the wife wants you home or you've got children in sport, you can fish for clubs that are more relaxed and more laid back, who have the same issues in their everyday lives that prevents them from going absolutely balls to the wall. And they manage to fish for clubs and be happy and enjoy the fellowship and companionship of their fellow anglers without getting maniacs about it. Then you get the top clubs who see it as a very serious sport, and they put a lot of trouble into their sport, into their preparation, into their fishing. And once again, if you hang around with anglers to any extent, and we all do, you will already know who those top clubs are, whether they are on the coastal side of things or whether they are on the inland kind of side of thing. And those top clubs are top clubs for a reason. They've got guys who are very serious about their fishing, guys who want to represent the province and in the fullness of time represent their countries. They put a lot of time and effort and money into their sport. They are very good at what they do. They are very dedicated at what they do. So you need to speak to both of those particular types of anglers and then decide which one better suits the level of commitment that you can bring to the party. And you will find your level. It's also possible that in the fullness of time, the more you do it, you'll either start off as a hard charger and slow down, or you'll start off as a social angler. And once the bug bites, you want to get seriously competitive. So it's not outside the realms of possibility that you may want to switch clubs. Just joining one club doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be with that club for the rest of your life. Your requirements will change and your requirements in a club will change. Well, I recommend it. If you're serious about fishing, you should be fishing for a club to some extent. Whether it's more casual and laid back, whether it's more hard charging and serious, you will learn a lot and you will become a better angler in a very short period of time.
Thank you, John. That is perfectly put. Guys, that is it. That's what we have time for in this week's show. It is the deep dive. We are diving into all the questions answered by the experts. So please ask us the questions. Hey, challenge us if you have to, right? Because this is what the experts are there for. I will direct those to the right guys. So all you have to do is drop it in the comment section or contact us via any of our social media platforms. You will find us under Angling News or Angling Times on Facebook and and TikTok, or you can even mail me at vinesh@anglingtimes.co.za. Let us know what are your thoughts, what are you thinking, what are the questions on your lips. Let us know, and we will guide you into becoming a better angler. So with that being said, that's it for this week on The Deep Dive. If you're after the latest KZN catches and reports, don't miss the Angler News SA podcast. Until the next time,
let's fish for the future.